And thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. There, headlines. AAAZ calls for nationwide audit of CDF. MMD warns of growing threats to democracy ahead of elections, and Kuwait oil refinery hit by drone as Trump warns Iran of new strikes.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia has called on government to prioritize a nationwide audit of the Constituency Development Fund across all constituencies and local authorities. AAAZ Communications Officer Melbourne Moshito said the appeal comes at a critical time as the country implements the 8th National Development Plan, whose success depends largely on the efficient, transparent and accountable use of public resources, including the CDF. Ms. Moshito has noted that in recent years, government has significantly expanded the CDF as a key tool for decentralization, citizen empowerment and equitable development. She has added that from 2020 to 2024, with additional allocations in 2025, substantial funds have been disbursed to support community projects including infrastructure, youth and women empowerment, and essential services.
Reports and stakeholder observations suggest that administrative bottlenecks, limited implementation capacity, and weak oversight mechanisms have contributed to delays in project execution and, in some cases, complete non-utilization of allocated funds. This situation not only undermines the intended impact of CDF, but also slows down the delivery of essential services and critical development projects that communities urgently need. As Zambia continues implementing the 8th National Development Plan, which ends in 2026, addressing inefficiencies in public resource utilization becomes increasingly urgent.
The Mine Contractors, Factories and Allied Workers Union of Zambia has urged ZESCO to increase power supply to manganese processing factories in Central Province. Union President Joseph Kasonka said the current 50% electricity allocation is insufficient to sustain full operations and called on government to engage ZESCO to provide the remaining 50% so that factories can operate at full capacity. Speaking during a media briefing, Mr. Kasonka has explained that the factories recently resumed operations after a six-month shutdown caused by load shedding, which had resulted in the layoff of about 2,000 workers. He has also commended President Hakainde Hichilema and his administration for their timely response to the challenges faced by the sector.
All the factories have resumed operations. A good number of employees have been reinstated. The only thing we are requesting from our government is that companies, factories, are operating at 50% capacity. Due to the fact that the power allocation to these companies, they were allocated 50% power supply. That there is a deficit of 50%. I want to make an appeal through our government to consider engaging ZESCO so that the remaining 50% is provided, so that at least these factories could actually start running at 100% capacity.
The Movement for Multi-Party Democracy has expressed concern over what it describes as growing threats to the country's democratic space, calling for greater political unity ahead of the general elections. MMD Interim National Secretary Lumba Kalumba said the political landscape is increasingly shaped by a strategic dilemma in which opposition parties must choose between pursuing individual ambitions and forming alliances to enhance electoral competitiveness. Ms. Kalumba said the coming months will be critical, with focus expected to shift from campaign rhetoric to alliance building and efforts to identify a unifying opposition front. She has alleged that the ruling party is showing signs of insecurity by attempting to weaken opposition alliances and interfere with institutions. Actions, she said, are undermining fair political participation.
It's becoming increasingly evident that the ruling party is gripped by fear of the opposition. A government that is confident of its mandate would have absolutely no reason to expend such effort destabilizing political alliances or manipulating public institutions to hinder free participation in the electoral process. What the nation is witnessing in 2026 is unprecedented. Systematic interference and harassment targeting parties and organizations that simply seek the freedom to participate and compete fairly.
Vivek Koz says it has introduced a new promotional initiative aimed at making vehicle ownership more accessible. Speaking in a sideline interview during a handover ceremony where the company presented a Mazda CX-5 to Robert Sivanda, who emerged as a winner under the ongoing promotion, Vivek Koz Chilimba manager Penelope Miambo said the company has introduced a group-based purchasing model popularly known as Chilimba. She has explained that the initiative allows 12 customers to form a group, with each contributing 10,000 kwacha, with one member receiving a vehicle upon completion of the program.
The Chilimba initiative is a community-based program where our clients pool money or pool resources together and they purchase a vehicle for one person, which is a team member. So each team consists of 12 people who pay 10,000 kwacha each month, and they get to purchase a vehicle for one member of the group. So meaning at the end of the month, they're raising 120,000 kwacha and they're getting a vehicle to the value of 120,000.
Meanwhile, company sales and marketing manager Jane Mbanga said another financing option under the promotion call allows customers to pay 50% of the vehicle's total cost upfront and settle the remaining balance through installments.
As of now, we have the in-house car financing program. This is a program where a client can pay for a car in 6 or 12 months. So all they need to do is to pay a deposit of 50% on the total cost of the vehicle. Then the balance, they pay it in 6 or 12 months, whichever is flexible with them. So I'll give a random example just for clarity. For example, if a car is at 100,000, you pay 50% of that, which is 50,000 kwacha. Then the balance, if you say you're going to pay it in 6 months, which means you're going to be paying 8,300 kwacha every month.
And company public relations manager Erica Mwonga said awarding a vehicle to a customer is part of the company's efforts to appreciate its clients and strengthen relationships.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says it remains committed to supporting the growth of the events and tourism industry to create jobs and boost the country's economy. Speaking during the Members and Industry Mixer 2026, hosted by the Events Professionals Association of Zambia, Tourism Minister Rodney Sikomba said the events industry plays a critical role in tourism development. The minister, who spoke through his permanent secretary, Evans Mohanga, said conferences, exhibitions and corporate events contribute significantly to economic development.
The event industry plays a critical role in tourism development. Each conference, exhibition and corporate event contribute to the destination visibility, increased tourist arrivals, higher visitor spend and employment creation across the value chain. Indeed, the meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibitions, popularly known as MICE, segments represent a strategic opportunity for Zambia to position itself as a competitive and high-value tourism destination.
And EPAZ Chairperson Chisanga Mwanza said globally the meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibition sector employs millions of people and generates billions of dollars in revenue.
Globally, the meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibitions sector continues to demonstrate strong growth and resilience, valued in the hundreds and billions of dollars and supporting millions of jobs across interconnected industries. For Zambia, this presents a clear and timely opportunity. Our industry supports a significant portion of the working population across a wide value chain, from event planners and technical teams, as you see in this room, to creatives standing before us and taking photographs of us, to transport providers, accommodation establishments, caterers.
Fibre News continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fibre internet at home or at work with Liquid